Find out about behavioral economics and how you can put it to work to make more money and stop making bad decisions when it comes to investing. Here to help us, we have Vinny Catalano. He is the president of Blue Marble Research. Also want to introduce to the program Professor Andrew Lowe. He is a professor of behavioral finance at the MIT Sloan School of Management. Gentlemen, good to have you with us here in the studio. Vinny, I want to start off by just trying to see if we can put together a definition. What is behavioral economics?
Well, it's the study, and I think that Professor Lowe can give an even better description of this. It's a study of how people do what they do, the decisions that they make, the methodologies that they employ. And this is the perfect time of the year to do this sort of thing, to take a look, to take a step back, and to see, and to get, frankly, to know thyself, to understand why we do what we do in the manner that we do them, how we go about making decisions, the things that we've assumed to be the case, and that process and that methodology, things that, you know, rules of thumb, heuristics, all of those kind of things. And Andrew Lowe can help us understand.
Well, not only Professor Andrew Lowe, sure, but we also have with us to help us understand this a Nobel Memorial Prize winner in economic sciences. That was in 2002. We have Professor Daniel Kahneman. He joins us now. Professor Kahneman, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
I'm happy to be here.
Did you by any chance catch Vinny Catalano's definition of behavioral economics? Why did you decide to investigate this area of economics and finance?
Well, I actually didn't decide to do that. We did research, James Tversky and I did research on the psychology of decision-making, and it was picked up by some economists, and it eventually, they created the field of behavioral economics and behavioral finance. It was primarily Richard Thaler initially, and then he was followed by a large number of people. But, you know, I was a spectator to the development of behavioral economics. I didn't do it.
Professor Lowe, I wonder if you could come in on the conversation, this idea of behavioral economics. What can individuals learn by studying how they behave in a relationship that they have with money?
Well, I think it really provides us with an inkling on how human behavior differs from the kind of mathematical theories that economists have been using for years. You know, people don't behave rationally all the time. They also are driven by fear and greed. And those two components are one of the most important sets of drivers for all financial markets.
Yeah, and Pim, if I can add to that, the significance of what Andrew just said, it really, frankly, can't be overstated. It cuts to the heart of the methodologies that investment professionals use in their decision-making.
Well, what would be an example, Professor Lowe? What would be an example of using this insight into behavioral economics to learn something about the way we make decisions?
Well, a good example is the discussion today about the fiscal cliff. The fact is that we've known about the coming of the fiscal cliff for, you know, quite a few months, but things are coming to a head. The VIX is going higher and higher, and obviously we see that more and more there's going to be some significant repercussions if we end up going over that cliff.
Professor Kahneman, can you talk a little bit about the book that you had written recently? The title is called Thinking Fast and Slow. And in it, you describe aspects of the process of how individuals go about making decisions. And I think you've classified them as system one and system two. Can you take a moment to give us a little bit of a description of that?
For sure. You know, it really starts from the fact that there are two ways that we bring ideas to mind. So if I say 2 + 2, an idea pops into your mind. That's the answer to the question. But if I say 17 times 24, you've got to compute it, and it's a completely different process. So we have automatic operations of thinking, and they also involve emotion and fear and greed. And we have reasoning and more deliberate processes of thinking, which are not necessarily completely rational, but at least we're aware of them. And the book is a long book, so it's got more than one point. But one of the major points is that we think we are system two, the slow system. We think that our actions are guided by reasons. But in fact, a lot of what we do is determined automatically, and we have very little control. It's determined by emotions, it's determined by associations, and by the characteristics of how memory works.
So many times what happens is that we think that we are deliberate thinkers, when in reality, most of the decisions come from gut feelings, if we could call system one along those lines, the heuristics, the rules of thumb?
Absolutely. Okay. I have described in some cases system two as being an apologist for system one, you know, and in fact explaining attitudes and beliefs and wishes that occur automatically.
Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us, Daniel Kahneman, Nobel Prize winner in 2002 in economic sciences. We've got more with Professor Andrew Lowe. He is the Charles E. and Susan T. Harris Professor of Finance at the MIT Sloan School of Management. More with Vinny Catalano of Blue Marble Research. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lower right now by 0.25%, lower by 35 points.